Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Padre Pio, and from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, The Brightest Light Starts from a Flicker.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. No one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Rather, one puts it on the lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known. So pay attention to how you listen, for to those who have, more will be given, and from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. When Maria was a little girl, her mother gave her a small lantern as a gift. It wasn't anything fancy, just a simple old-fashioned lantern. She told her, "This lantern will help you find your way in the dark, but only if you don't hide it." Maria didn't fully understand what he meant at the time, but she loved that lantern. Whenever there was a storm or a power outage, she would light it. It would fill the room with a warm, comforting glow. As she grew older, she went through many storms of her own. Difficulties at school, struggles with friendship, and feeling uncertain about her future. There were times when she felt overwhelmed and wanted to hide, to let her light grow dim. But she would remember her mother's words, "This lantern will help you find your way in the dark, but only if you don't hide it." In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, "No one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light." Jesus is reminding us that each of us has been given a light, His light. We are not meant to keep it to ourselves or hide it away. The light we carry is meant to shine, to give hope, and to show others the way. There are times in our lives that we may feel like our light isn't bright enough, like we don't have much to offer the world, or maybe our hardships have dimmed our confidence, or we're afraid that what we can contribute won't even make a difference. But Jesus tells us otherwise. No light is too small. Maria's mother was right. The light she had wasn't just about helping her see. It was about helping others see too. Our faith is the same. When we leave our faith, when we are kind, patient, forgiving, and compassionate, we become like that lantern, bringing light into a world that often feels dark and uncertain. This reminds us, when Jesus said that nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open, this reminds us that the truth, the love, and the goodness that we have within us will eventually come to light. It is not meant to stay hidden. Good news will always be alive and seen. The way we live, the choices we make, and the love we share will always be good news. So, what does this mean for us? It means that even if we feel small, or we lack confidence, or we are insignificant in our own eyes, we must let our light shine. Every act of kindness, every moment of love, or every time we decide to forgive others or help someone in need, these are the ways our light shines. And when we let our light shine, we invite others to do the same.